Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Hey, what your hands can tell about your personality. We all like to take personality tests and learn something new about ourselves based on the type of coffee we pick. It turns out it is not just our choices, but also our palms that can tell a lot about us. Experts of the American Academy of Hand Analysis, professional psychologists, reveal the basics of scientific hand analysis. Yes, it is a real thing. Are you ready to find out what your palm shape and fingers length tell about you? Then hit thumbs up and let's start. Counting down from number 5, determine your strong hand. This one is simple. You're either right or left-handed. Your lead hand's palm and fingers reflect your business and personal qualities, while the fingers on your other hand tell about your attitude to your family and friends. Number 4, determine your strong and weak fingers. Every person has strong and weak fingers. And the stronger some of them are, the more expressed are certain traits of your character. If a finger is bent, leaning to another one or forward, or can't do certain things, it's weak. If a finger is long and straight, then it's strong. If you want to analyze your fingers, take into account those on your lead hand. For those cases where a few of your fingers are strong, the characteristics sum up. A strong thumb on your lead hand says that you're striving for success in your profession. You are ambitious and talented. If you want any proof of that, Albert Einstein and Pablo Picasso both had strong thumbs. They did more than well in their talents, don't you think? Those who have a strong index finger are interested in power, shrewd and strong when it comes to character and willpower. Kanye West and his long index finger is a good example of just that. The middle finger is your responsibility, efficiency, confidence, growth, and wisdom. Pope Francis has a super strong middle finger, so strong his ring and index fingers are actually leaning towards it. His sense of responsibility and his wisdom are out of the question. Your ring finger is your artistry and self-expression. Oprah Winfrey has a really long ring finger, longer than her index finger. Who would doubt her creativity and charisma? Finally, the little finger depicts your communicative skills. When it's weak, the person might have relationship issues and self-identity problems. No offense, Lindsay Lohan and her fans, but her little finger looks quite curved. We know things sometimes get weird about her. Number 3. Analyze your hand shape. We all know different astrological signs are controlled by different elements: fire, water, air, or earth. It turns out it's not just about being an Aquarius or Leo. Your hand shape is also associated with one of the elements. Each of the elements gives you certain personality traits. Fire type. If you have long rectangular palms but short fingers, you belong to the fire type. You love adventures and action, which makes your life complete. A natural leader, you always get what you want and fast, just because you don't like to wait. Charismatic, excitable, just like fire. You are led by your impulses. Whitney Houston had that type of hands, and we all remember her as a super energetic, driven, ambitious, and talented lady. Doing nothing was a real torture for her action-oriented character. We'll always love you for that and your fantastic voice, Whitney. Earth type. Realistic, reliable, and practical workaholics are inspired by their element, Mother Earth. How can you recognize one of these? By their square or rectangular palms and short fingers. These people are committed to what they do and to whom they love. So they normally have long-term, happy relationships and successful careers. All these qualities sound perfect for a good politician. And we can name at least two examples of Earth-type people who picked a political career and became U.S. presidents. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Plus, there is another example across the ocean, Prince William. Remember we mentioned that commitment to relationships? His happy family pictures prove just that. Water type. People with oval palms and long, elegant fingers are famous for their creativity and rich imagination. They feel the pain of others and happily take care of them, help, and share. This compassion comes at a price for them. Sometimes they feel anxious and depressed because of their high emotional levels. When we speak of a big, kind heart and creative nature, Angelina Jolie is probably one of the first people who come to mind. I'm not sure if it was just her narrow palms and long fingers that made her so loving and caring, but she sure fits well with the water type description. Air type. Love is in the air. In fact, the air is more about intellectual abilities. Square or rectangle-shaped palms and long fingers are a sign of a super bright mind. Hey, look at my hands. Yeah, they're nothing like that. The heads of air-type people are busy with excellent ideas. They can't help but analyze and systemize everything around them. They seek to understand just about everything. And when they do, they will likely debate it. These intellectuals are also charming and have great communicative skills. Take Michelle Obama, for example. This lady knows what she's doing and is loved by so many people. Definitely the thinking type. 2. Note the shape of your fingertips. A round shape speaks of your wish to be at peace with others and your fear of disapproval. You like to avoid conflict, and we don't blame you. Square and flat fingertips mean that you're precise and dislike uncertainty. You just want to be sure of everything and expect that honesty and directness from others. Shovel-shaped, broad tips tell all about your favor of ingenuity and dislike of beaten paths. Normal and average are basically swear words for you. Why take that road if someone has been there before? A sharp shape says that you gladly quit practical activities in favor of unusual and esoteric ones. You probably know a thing or two about palm reading and have hobbies the names of which say nothing to most of the people. And soon, you must be leaving for your archery training, or was it haiku writing time? Number 1. Look at the gaps between your fingers. Place your hands on a flat surface or hold them in front of you comfortably. If your fingers are wide apart from each other, you're probably independent and fond of experiments. Your fingers are closely set? You are prudent, careful, and possibly self-contained. If your ring and middle fingers are apart, you're hard to influence. If they are close to each other, you tend to live up to social expectations and follow the rules. Look at the distance between your ring and little finger. If the gap is wide, then you tend to avoid serious talks and decisions, which affects both your work and home relationships. Compare it with your friend's hand, and if it seems to be average, you are probably an independent thinker with a flair of adventurousness about you. If you have any doubts regarding the seriousness of all this hand analysis, we have something to tell you. It's getting more and more approved by scientists, as long as it's not about reading your future based in your palm lines. Therapists and counselors, and even geneticists around the world, are actually treating it more and more seriously these days. It turns out our fingerprints are developed before our birth, at 14 to 16 weeks of pregnancy, and stay the same throughout our lives. The patterns on our palms are something like the map of our brain neural pathways. Those pathways are made of thoughts and actions that define us. Other peculiarities of our hands change as our preferences and character changes over time. Hand analysis can be a way of learning more about ourselves, finding explanations, and improving our emotional health. Finally, some researchers say certain genetic disorders and markings and hand shape are linked to each other. It is quite possible that hand research will contribute to the study of genetic abnormalities in the future, and then no one will doubt its scientific status.